This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 picture continues to improve. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The seven-day statewide positivity rate dropped to 4% Monday. That's the lowest it's been since mid-July. At the peak of the Omicron wave just 6 weeks ago, the rate was at a record high of nearly 30%. 348 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's a decline of more than 1,300 since mid-January. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder will drop its mask requirement next week. College leaders cite a declining number of COVID-19 cases and high vaccination rates on campus. As Russia continues a military assault on Ukraine, it's also engaging in cyber warfare. Elizabeth Van Wee Davis is an international politics professor at the Colorado School of Mines.
NATO have made it very clear that if Russia decides that it wants to spread its cyber attacks beyond Ukraine, that we will respond in kind.
There's more of that conversation in a few minutes this morning. Cybersecurity experts are warning people to be wary of so-called phishing emails. Opening those emails can cause data leaks and lock people out of important accounts. State lawmakers are looking to save water by pushing for fewer grass lawns and more artificial alternatives. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Backers say with droughts intensifying and tensions rising between urban and rural areas over what water is left, it's time to move away from water-intensive turf landscaping. Colorado already has a number of local programs that pay property owners to replace their grass with low-water alternatives. This bill would require the Colorado Water Conservation Board to develop a statewide approach and would set aside state money for turf replacement efforts on private and public land. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's going to be a mostly sunny day across Colorado with highs around Denver close to 70 and in Grand Junction in the mid-50s. Should be about the same tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.